This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Senate yesterday morning passed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, sending it to President Trump's desk. The Senate vote of 89 yeas to 10 nays moves the agreement ahead of the impeachment trial in the Senate. President Trump is expected to sign the agreement sometime next week during a formal ceremony, perhaps while impeachment is underway. House Democrats took more than a year to make changes to the original agreement negotiated by the Trump administration. For agriculture, USMCA is expected to increase U.S. exports by $2 billion. The vote comes just one day after the United States signed the new trade agreement with China, which promises to increase agricultural exports overseas by tens of billions of dollars. On Twitter, President Trump proclaimed the farmers are really happy with the new China trade deal and the soon-to-be-signed deal with Mexico and Canada. The president said he hopes farmers remember he used tariff funds to help get them through the rough times. February 11th will be the first time the USDA tries to build this month's Phase 1 China deal into the nation's ag balance sheet. Todd Gleason of WILL in Champaign has more.
The first longer-term indication of how the United States government believes the Phase 1 agreement with China will impact U.S. agricultural exports will show up in next month's WASDE report, and then more information will trickle out from other sources, says the former head of the World Agricultural Outlook Board, Seth Meyer, now with the University of Missouri.
And then you turn around and you got to do quarterly trade, which actually puts a dollar value on trade between the U.S. and China in terms of a subset of agricultural goods. And then you've got the Ag Outlook Forum on February 20th as well, too, which you're going to roll out your 2021 crop year numbers with just the U.S. perspective. And so you just see the U.S. Crop exports, not where they're going.
It will be a real challenge, says Meyer, who works with FAPRI at Missouri. He also says the new deal is not exactly additive. Ag sales to China will be offset by lost exports to other countries. I'm Todd Gleason.
In other NAG news here on your Friday, the Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency is reminding producers that their crop insurance premiums for the 2019 crop year are due by the end of the month, on January 31st. Policies that do not have the premium paid by January 31st will have interest attached on February 1st, calculated from the date of the premium billing notice. USDA has deferred to January 31st the accrual of interest on 2019 crop year insurance premiums for most policies with a premium billing date of August 15th of last year to help the large number of farmers and ranchers affected by extreme weather and other challenges in 2019. RMA Administrator Martin Barbre says we urge producers to make their premium payments on time to ensure they don't get charged interest back to their premium billing notice date. Producers are encouraged to contact their local crop insurance agent for more information or assistance. In other farm payments, the MFP program was announced last year by U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. So what's the status of the third round of the market facilitation payment now that the China agreement has been signed? Illinois Farm Bureau's Adam Nielsen thinks the final payment is still coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion about whether the third, I guess it would be the last quarter of the 2019 MFP, when that would be announced. The administration, I can't imagine in this election year that they're going to not make that payment, but who knows? You know, a lot of it could depend on what we do with China. And but again, by the same token that was announced, there was discussion that the final piece would come at about this time, and there's been some indications that it is going to come. Haven't been able to confirm that, but if I had to bet, I would bet that the third tranche of MFP will come, and that there may be some sort of program in 2020 if the market does not rebound.
Again, that was Illinois Farm Bureau's Adam Nielsen. Moving on to local and state ag news. The Kaskaskia River breached the Vandalia levee in at least seven spots that were visible from a road. That's according to Ken Kripe, a director of the Vandalia levee and drainage district. Because as much as 6 inches of rain had been predicted last weekend, the Vandalia Levee commissioners had asked the Army Corps of Engineers to close the gates on the Lake Shelbyville Dam that bring water into the Kaskaskia River. However, the gates were opened and sent more water downriver that was added to by 5.5 to 6 inches of rain last Friday and Saturday. The Corps predicted the river would crest at 28 feet, but a river level of 26.5 overtops the levee. To help Illinoisans prepare for potential flooding, 3 state agencies are offering flood preparedness meetings that started this past Wednesday in Murfreesboro. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and the Illinois Department of Insurance are coordinating these free meetings. Each meeting will start at 4 p.m. and conclude at 6:30 and is open to all Illinois residents and local governments. Dates and location include next Wednesday at the National Great Rivers Museum in Alton and Wednesday, January 29th at Black Hawk College in Moline. Speakers will cover the potential for spring floods, availability of flood insurance, how to receive emergency alerts and notifications, and family emergency preparedness planning. State officials remind that most flood insurance policies take 30 days to go into full effect and encourage Illinois residents to consider flood insurance before the next flood occurs. Moving on to our local Ag Community Bulletin Board, first off, tomorrow night will be the Carlinville FFA Alumni's Dinner Auction. That will start at the Carlinville Elks Lodge tomorrow at 5:30. The Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District will be having the Macoupin Creek Watershed Meeting at the Carlinville Elks Lodge on Wednesday, January 29th from 6 until 8. RSVP is by next Friday, the 24th, and you can do so by calling the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District at 854-2626, extension 3. The Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Association checkoff programs are continuing to join forces this year to co-sponsor the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum. This forum will be held on Thursday, January 30th at the Doubletree Hilton at 222 Potomac Boulevard in Mount Vernon. Registration takes place from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. and the conference beginning at 9. The Illinois Wheat Association annual meeting will be held at 8:30, which is also open to participant attendance. Speakers and topics at this year's event include Phil Needham of Needham Ag Technology on double crop management, Pope Commodities on marketing strategies, Wheat Yield Contest Winners Panel, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency representatives, amongst others. The conference agenda is posted on their website, illinoiswheat.org. The Staunton FFA alumni will be holding their annual Chicken and Beer Dance, along with a live and silent auction. That will be held at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton on Saturday, February 1st, from 5 until 11. Tickets are available, $25 per person. They're available at Ace Hardware in Staunton, Bill's IGA in Staunton, and the Prairie Town Feed Store. For more information, you can call Mike at 314-873-6769 or Linda at 618-402-2710. The Illinois Pork Producers is once again holding the Illinois Pork Expo at the Bank of Springfield Center in downtown Springfield this February. On Tuesday, February 4th, the expo kicks off with the annual meeting of the IPPA at 9 a.m. The meeting of the IPPA delegates will conduct business, present the Distinguished Service Award, and Pam Jansen of Minock, the current president, will give her retiring address. Trade show doors will open at 12 noon and remain open through the legislative reception, leading into dinner at 5 p.m. and will recognize the 2020 IPPA Family of the Year. A delicious pork meal will be served to legislators as they visit local pig farmers and allied industry folks that are exhibiting at the show. On Wednesday, February 5th, the trade show will be open from 8 a.m. till noon. U of I Extension will be hosting a certified livestock manager training that will begin at 12:15 for those who need to renew their certification. If you are planning to attend the 2020 Pork Expo to show your support for the pork industry, whether an exhibitor, attendee, or delegate, you are helping to ensure the legacy of pig farming in Illinois. And that'll wrap up this Friday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, that can be emailed to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Friday morning, January 17th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.